This past weekend, classical music fans were able to get a glimpse of what may be the future of the genre and possibly the future of performance altogether. Princeton University hosted the North American premiere of a concert experience in virtual reality. Grant Hill tried it out and has this report.
I'm in an empty classroom. At least, it's empty until I strap on the virtual reality headgear and headphones. Suddenly, I'm surrounded by musicians, 3D figures performing, seemingly just for me.
The visual experience is really fun, but the audio immersion is its own experience, too.
This is Future Presence, virtual reality performances by the Mahler Chamber Orchestra, a professional touring orchestra with international members. Audio engineer Henrik Opperman captured the recordings for the installation.
Basically, we started out with a 360 video, and while doing this production, I had the idea of like, oh, there's actually way more in there that you can move through this complex sound field.
In groups of two and three, listeners can walk around as they listen and have different impressions of the music. Stroll over to the cellist, and you hear more cello. Recording for the installation started in 2020.
This is the first movement of Mozart G minor quintet, K516.
Tim Summers is a violinist who helped lead the project. He says the technology allows listeners to experience the music as players do, to feel what he feels on stage.
Ultimately, the goal is to allow you to listen differently in all contexts. And what we hope is that in listening to these, people can wake up an ability to listen closely inside to what people are doing and to listen to how they're listening to each other and to also listen to how pieces are built within.
Audio engineer Henrik Opperman says virtual reality will never replace the power of a truly live performance, but he believes in the future, artists will use this technology to connect more deeply with listeners.
It's really, I think, about creating different experiences and getting close up with someone and maybe going into a rehearsal space or a jam session, which makes it very interesting and getting into places that you actually can't explore in your regular life.
Grant Hill, WHYY News.